tuning in to the Bill Buckmaster Show. We're broadcasting live from the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. And today is Thursday, May 15th, 2025. And no, I am not Bill Buckmaster. I'm Ryan Hansen, president of Bon Voyage Travel. And I'm honored to fill the seat for Bill today as our a monthly contributor. I come in every month and talk travel. And we know Bill loves that. But today's entire show will be dedicated to the travel hour of the Bill Buckmaster Show. And behind the glass supporting me today is Tom Fairbanks, is our engineer. We help thank him for his support. The Bill Buckmaster Show airs live Monday through Friday, noon to 1 p.m. right here on 1030, Tucson's trusted voice for news and talk. You can always keep tabs with the Bill Buckmaster Show and what's happening if you follow him on Facebook. BillBuckmaster.com is also another reference for you to check out the bios of our show contributors, archived episodes, and more. And we are going to kick off the show with one of my favorite portions of the travel hour, and that is we're going to go live to our travel correspondent who is called in on the live line presented by Rincon Venture Real Estate and Property Management. He is in the Hawaiian Islands. I almost can hear the breeze in the background. It's none other than Bill Buckmaster himself. Bill, you're taking a chance here to step away from the ocean to join us on the airwaves. Thanks for jumping in.
Thank you. Good morning, or in your case, good afternoon. What a fabulously beautiful day. Had a little rain shower, so a beautiful rainbow as we're standing out on the balcony here at the Four Seasons. It's been perfect. Anyone who's been to Hawaii knows the air here is just incredible. It's so special. You're sitting 3,000 miles from the North American continent. You're about 4,000 to 4,500 from Tokyo, 5,000 from Sydney. So bottom line, air pollution, it just doesn't exist here. Perfect weather right now, Ryan. And we have just been having a delightful time. And some of the things I'd like to share today with the Buckmaster Show listeners. And by the way, I've been posting quite a few photographs, as you know, for my 5,000 followers on Facebook, and I think you've seen some of them, some really great locations. And I wanted to talk about a couple of maybe overlooked destinations here on the main island where Honolulu is, and that would be Oahu. So there's a lot here besides Waikiki.
Well, and that's a great point. Well, I did want to start here. Oahu, also known as the gathering place. So you are gathering with, I'm sure, making new friends there in the Hawaiian Islands. And it is, there's a lot to see and do on the Hawaiian Islands. And if you just do the simple Google search, you're missing so much more. Because, right, what comes up, Bill, is Waikiki Beach. You've obviously got the North Shore. Clearly, the USS Arizona Memorial is a must-see if you have not been there. But tap into some of those other hidden gems, Bill, that you've discovered.
Yeah, thank you, Ryan. This time, and I had been over to the North Shore, which is always great, and folks have seen the pictures of the giant waves, and surfers come from all over the world for that. But an area I wanted to see this time is the windward side. That would be the eastern side of Oahu. Honolulu is considered the leeward side. Basically, leeward means the wind directions, the trades are just not bringing as much rain as over to the windward. So eastern Oahu has one of the finest beaches, the best beach in the Hawaiian Islands. A lot of people would say, oh my gosh, you mean the best beach in the Hawaiian Islands is on Oahu? I thought it would be Maui or Kauai. Well, guess what? It is Lanikai Beach, voted as one of the three best beaches in the world. And it's a 7 or 8 mile stretch of endless, beautiful white sand with beautiful, shallow turquoise water with a coral reef right off that beautiful shallow water. And guess who just moved in? Former President Obama has switched beach houses, and he's now right on the beach. So that one for sure, check out on the eastern edge of Oahu. And I've also got another one for you. The best views of Diamond Head, the Diamond Head volcano cone, and the Waikiki skyline, and basically the whole entire leeward side is Tantalus Lookout State Park, and it's worth, do an Uber, do a taxi from coming over from Waikiki. The road is a little bit windy, but the elevation, we were there about 6:30. Sunset here is around 7 o'clock, and we call that, as you know, Rhino, around the world, that's the golden hour. We got a magnificent picture, and it's posted on my Facebook page, of a giant rainbow right over Diamond Head.
You've touched on some beautiful spots that might be off the beaten path, and I'm glad you did talk about the Windward Coast. If I might add, there's a scenic drive. The Kualoa Ranch is just this lush cinematic landscape that's on that side of the island. In fact, Jurassic Park had some scenes filmed there, so if you've seen Jurassic Park, you know how lush that area can be. And if you're looking for maybe a little bit more adventure, not just a scenic view, they've got great ATV tours, horseback rides, zip lines on that Windward Coast. So you get away from the crowds, you can experience a little bit of adventure, but boy, the scenery there on the Windward Coast is to die for. And Bill Buckmaster joining us. Are you at the Four Seasons currently? Are you on the beach? Where are you at?
Okay, well, we started at the Royal Hawaiian, and I had been there a couple of times in the past, going actually back to the 1970s. It is still, and the drivers here will tell you, you know, the taxi drivers, the Uber drivers, it is still the quintessential Waikiki Honolulu experience. You walk in there, it is old Hawaii. It just screams of old Hawaii. And the famous Mai Tai bar, you just can't beat it. It is purported to be the home of the Mai Tai. We had an incredible table the last night, with a what is called the flower moon, full moon, over Waikiki. And those are the kind of things, Ryan, you've been in this business, you're in the travel business. These are things that money is not the biggest deal when it comes to a travel experience. When you have that kind of image in your mind for the rest of your life, Ryan Hansen, how do you put a price on that, sir?
Yeah, those memories, those takeaways, it's not a trinket, right? It's not a tchotchke that you're going to walk away with. And it might be a talking point if you get a tchotchke and put it on your sofa table. But it is priceless, the memories that you make for yourself. But more importantly, as you are enjoying now, is the time that you spend with other people, building bonds and relationships. And you and I talk often about how travel brings people together. So it can bring people together that you travel with, but then also the friends that you meet along the way and those experiences that you have around a dinner table or around the lay greeting that they have so wonderfully presented to you. I'm sure, Bill, you had a lay greeting at the Four Seasons there with the fresh flowers. Little minutes and those little moments you can capture, that's really what builds your travel library in your brain. And what happens to me, Bill, and I know you have the same thing, is I have a thirst for more. Once I get a little bit, I want a little bit more. So tell me a little bit more, Bill, about your experience there on the islands.
All right. So first three nights were at the Royal Hawaiian. And yes, the lay greeting, here we've touched down after I have to put a plug in here for Hawaiian Airlines, Ryan. We flew out of Los Angeles, out of LAX on Hawaiian Air number 3. That's their 1, 2, and 3 are their premier flights on the new one, the one they're so proud of, and that's the big jet, the 787-900 series. The wood in this, it looks like you're on an ocean liner. Had a fabulous experience. And then you land and you come over to the Royal Hawaiian, where you're greeted with leis, fresh flower leis. So we did 3 there, and then we're over here at the Four Seasons, which is a different experience. It's a more modern facility. You've got some beautiful bay. There's a beautiful bay here. And then if you, the room we're fortunate enough to be in also has a view, a full ocean view. So at night, we've just left the door with screen wide open and listening to the waves just crash on the rocks below. And I'm telling you, Ryan, and I know you've had that kind of experience, is anything better than lulling you to sleep with that sound?
Well, I'm not lulled to sleep, but I'm getting very jealous with every phrase that you share, Bill Buckmaster, about your Hawaiian experience. I don't want to take any more time away from your vacation. Thank you for letting me sit in your seat to host the Bill Buckmaster Show. Thanks, Bill, for joining us live from Oahu.
Thank you very much, Ryan. And again, folks, go to Bill Buckmaster Facebook. There's a lot of photos. Thank you, Ryan.
Support comes from PCOA, where the hidden costs of aging like loneliness, falls, and financial stress do not go unnoticed. The Pima Council on Aging connects older adults to critical support that helps them age safely at home. Learn more at PCOA.org. Stay tuned for more. We're going to go to the island of Ireland when we return on the Bill Buckmaster Show.
Nestled in the foothills of the Santa Rita Mountains of southeastern Arizona is Equine Voices and Sanctuary, home to horses and burros that were rescued from neglect, abuse, abandonment, and slaughter. Please consider Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary with a financial gift of support and estate remembrance. Learn more about our vision and values at equinevoices.org.
Family owned and run since 1985, Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is the gold standard for quality and professionalism for picture framing, custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, and hanging and lighting solutions. Come in for your design session or set it up electronically. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and now doing e-commerce at moesgallery.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority's 20-year plan is funded by a half-cent sales tax through June 2026. The funding has led to a $1.6 billion investment in regional transportation improvements over the past two decades to improve your quality of life. The RTA is working on a final draft of a new regional transportation plan for future voter consideration. The $2.46 billion draft plan includes roadway, transit, safety, bicycle, pedestrian, environmental, and other needed improvements. Learn more at rtanext.com. Vero Amore, where every certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore is located in the lovely Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell. Also, check out the full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamorepizza.com.
This is your captain speaking. Thank you for flying with Tucson International Airport, where you can avoid the hassles, long lines, and the expensive parking of the Phoenix Airport. Skip the traffic, breeze through security, and park with ease, all while supporting your community. Every flight from TUS brings more destinations and better connections right here to Tucson. So next time you're planning a getaway, remember, fly easy, fly local, fly TUS. This is your captain signing off. We're cleared for takeoff.
This is Bill Buckmaster urging my listeners to join me in becoming a member of the Reed Park Zoo, one of America's top zoos and home to more than 300 animals from all over the world. When you become a zoo member, you receive free daytime admission, discounts on special events and education programs, and so much more. Find out more about zoo membership and everything you need to know about your zoo visit, reedparkzoo.org.
The travel hour of the Bill Buckmaster Show rolls on, but before we continue with our next guests, we've got some friends over in Silver City in Grant County, and they're ready to welcome you with open arms just 3 hours east of Tucson. So much to do in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, including hiking the Gila National Wilderness, where there is social distancing because you want to be out in nature. You want to see the world-famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument. For a complete listing of all the things you can do and the places to stay, visit southwestnewmexico.org. As this travel hour continues, we go from the Hawaiian Islands all the way across the globe. We're going global, Tom. This is a big day. We've got a special guest calling in from Ireland to talk about that wonderful country, the great people. And I can say this personally because I just returned from Ireland myself this past weekend. We're welcoming Emma Power from Brendan Vacations. Emma, thanks for calling in from Ireland today.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. And that's primarily because I'm still basking in the glow of Ireland and Dublin and the Ashford Castle, which we're going to get into all of that. So if any of our listeners have ever thought about heading out of the country, they really need to think about Ireland. And who better to talk about it than you, who are from a company that we know super well at Bon Voyage Travel, a company by the name of Brendan Vacations. Emma, tell me a little bit about what Brendan Vacations is and why you're so special and a great partner of Bon Voyage Travel.
Thank you, Ryan. First of all, I'm sitting here looking out at the sunshine, so I'd like to credit you with that, bringing it over to us last week. So thank you for that. Yes, I'm just going to chat through quickly what we do here at Brendan Vacations and why we do what we do. So Brendan Vacations is a very well-established and highly respected travel company based here in Dublin, Ireland, not Dublin, Ohio, just to clarify that. We've been operating for 55 years as the true Celtic experts and your personal connection to our Celtic homelands. Basically, we're anything in a kilt, so that's our motto. We're led by Catherine Riley, who you know well, Ryan, is too, who is affectionately known as the Queen of Ireland to us who know her. Over the years, we've built such a strong relationship with so many property partners and wonderful characters who deliver authentic experiences throughout both Ireland and Scotland, of course. They are so loyal to us here at Brendan Vacations, which, of course, works both ways. And I love to see the genuine friendships that have developed over the years based on our mutual love of all things Ireland and Scotland. We've such a strong and tight-knit team here in Dublin who work in collaboration with their team in California, as you know, to deliver vacations of a lifetime. And why is it important to have destination experts who are passionate about delivering an amazing travel experience? Well, for me personally, I always think of my parents and how I would want someone to take care of them and for them to feel supported and taken care of when visiting a new country for what may be their first time. So this is why we do what we do. Our love for travel, our love for helping people make their dreams come true, and of course, our love for our Celtic homelands.
Oh, and the Celtic homelands is very special, and we're going to dive into some of this. Get your perspective. Having been there myself just a week ago, I'd like to maybe have some color commentary of my own personal experiences. But when we think of Ireland, many people go straight to Dublin, but it's so much more than just Dublin and the Highlands. Give us maybe a high-level view, no pun intended, of what a typical visit to Ireland might look like.
Okay. So what do we think of when we think of Ireland and Scotland? Well, for me, it's the bustling cities and towns, the wild Atlantic coastline, the dramatic mountain ranges and the scenery you just won't see in other countries. Around every corner, there's another ancient ruin, a local pub, green pastures as far as the eye can see, and wildlife going about their daily business. So you mentioned Dublin. As I live and work in Dublin, I am, of course, slightly biased, but I do think Dublin is a must for at least two nights. So from the Guinness Storehouse to the Book of Kells to something a bit more offbeat, such as a private hike in the local seaside town of Howth, which is just north of Dublin City, there's so much to explore. So anybody can come to Ireland or Scotland, but what makes visiting with Brendan Vacation so unique? Well, to be honest, it's all about our relationships with our partners in the destination. We've worked tirelessly over the years to handpick who we work with. Basically, our guests get the benefit of accessing our little black book of only the best local specialists. I'm just going to paint a quick picture now of what some of our local specialists do. Our guests get access to some wonderful characters throughout Ireland and Scotland, and one that springs to mind is a very special lady called Tracy Jeffrey. So Tracy lives in a beautiful farmhouse not far from Belfast on the shores of Strangford Loch. On arrival, you'll be greeted by Tracy and often some of her family members, including her adorable little dogs. Tracy welcomes you into her house, where you'll join her in a traditional bread-making workshop. This experience is just so hands-on. And the best part is you get to sit down with Tracy afterwards and enjoy the fruits of your labour with a cup of tea alongside all the other treats Tracy has prepared before your arrival. It's such a unique opportunity to experience an authentic Irish home and some of the traditions we hold dear here in Ireland. And time with Tracy might also involve a simple walk around the farm to meet the season's latest additions, such as little baby lambs. Or if you're feeling brave enough, which I would recommend, Tracy will walk you down to the lake, down to Stranford Lock, for a swim in the lake, regardless of the time of year. And probably my second favourite part of Ireland is the Antrim Coast, which is just north of Belfast. And it's home to a few places that might sound familiar to some of your listeners, such as the Giant's Causeway, the Gobbins Cliff Path and Dunluce Castle. At the Giant's Causeway, you can meet our larger-than-life local storyteller, Mark Rogers, a wonderful personality, who will bring you on a walk along the causeway and bring to life all the stories and history of the area. And of course, I can't talk about Ireland without mentioning Galway and Killarney. Galway is a city full of life and atmosphere, live music, and as we like to say over here, plenty of crack. So that means basically fun in Irish. And most people who visit Ireland will spend a few nights in Killarney, as you did yourself last week, Brian. So you totally understand why Kerry and I guess the whole West Coast means so much to us here in Ireland. Many travellers head straight for Killarney, which is situated at the beginning of the Ring of Kerry, and it's something absolutely worth seeing. There are so many other hidden gems here in Ireland, and I would need hours to go through it all. But I'm just going to jump over to Scotland for a second, Ryan.
Yes.
And just talk about the majestic city of Edinburgh. So for anyone that has been to Edinburgh, you will understand when I say how commanding that castle is. It's perched on a hilltop in the middle of the city, and you access it via the cobble streets of the Royal Mile leading up to it. It's just incredible. It's certainly something to put on your wish list. And of course, the golf courses. We have some world-renowned golf courses over here in Scotland and Ireland. And of course, the home of golf, St Andrews. So any golfers listening in, you'll of course know what I'm talking about. It's home to the most famous course in the world, the Old Course. And it regularly appears on our wish list from our golfers. And of course, then moving up to the Highlands, Inverness, Speyside, which is a well-known area for whiskey lovers. Isle of Skye, hugely popular with our hikers. And then moving back down south again towards Loch Lomond and Glasgow. These areas are just perfect for ending your round trip tour of Scotland. So that's a very, very quick overview of Ireland and Scotland and some of my favourite spots in both.
You've done a tremendous job, and let's not forget, you're right, topping off a trip to Ireland with an extension in Scotland would really make for an incredible vacation experience. Maybe touch on quickly something from the accommodation side of things. You're not just going to be staying in regular hotels if you're booking with Brendan. We're talking castles, estates. Give me a little flavor of the accommodations.
Yeah, so we have brilliant relationships with such an array of properties throughout both Scotland and Ireland. So we have everything from quaint little three-star properties such as Boswell Hotel here in the heart of Dublin City to ultra-luxe properties such as, you know, Ashford Castle and Dromoland Castle as well. And then, of course, everything else in between. Something to suit all budgets, basically. We have several central properties in every city and town along the way, such as Galway, Killarney, Dublin, Kilkenny, Edinburgh, Inverness, so on. But we also have some amazing properties scattered throughout the countryside with spectacular views overlooking lakes, mountains and rolling green fields. We also work with a number of manors, such as Hayfield Manor in Cork, Cashel Palace in County Tipperary, both unique and special in their own way. And Ryan, you stayed in Ahado Heights in Killarney last week, which is a personal favourite of mine. That is just a spectacular hotel, and those views are just out of this world.
Oh, they are stunning. And it was just a short little drive down to the town of Killarney. So you were close enough to see the action, but I loved perched up on the hill overseeing the valley, and you could see the lake from our room. It was a beautiful experience at the Ahado Hotel. One of the things that we found super special on our trip, Emma, was Driving on the left side of the road, as you were taught, is foreign to me. And so you and I talked and we decided instead of a self-drive, we went with a private guide who drove us around. There's different ways to get around the country. Speak to that.
Yeah. So we have a number of different travel styles, something to suit all budgets and personal travel style preferences. So from guided tours, where you're on a coach with a tour director, to spoiling yourself with a private chauffeur, as yourself and Anna did, to braving a self-drive in a rental vehicle, to traveling via rail. So something for everyone, as I said. So I'm lucky enough to have experienced all of those travel styles, but my favorite would probably be self-drive, as I absolutely love driving. I could drive all day, every day. Now, I understand people may be a little bit nervous coming here and driving on the right side of the road. And by that, Ryan, I mean the correct side of the road, which is, of course, is the left side, just to confuse people. But yeah, as I said, I totally understand why someone might be a little bit nervous to drive here. But we generally are an understanding and forgiving nation, I like to think. But a rental car is generally easy to spot as well. So I usually give a wide berth and just a little bit of space and, you know, let them figure it out. But, you know, all our guests, they never have a problem. They just take a few minutes to get used to it and off they go.
So much more to talk about when it relates to Ireland. Emma Power is joining us from just outside of Dublin. She's with Brendan Vacations. We're going to dive into a specific property that I had 3 nights stay at, the Story Jewel in the Irish countryside. They're on the west side of the island, the Ashford Castle. We'll dive into the history. We'll talk about what you can do and why you should plan a stay at the Ashford Castle when we return on the Bill Buckmaster Show.
Hi, this is Irene Coppola, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona. The BBB sets the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the resource to turn to for the objective, unbiased information on businesses offering national and local consumer services online and in person. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau at bbb.org.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Are you ready to immerse yourself in a diverse culture while wandering through bustling markets, sampling exotic cuisines, or forging connections with people from all walks of life? Well, Bon Voyage Travel is here to plan your perfect journey. Whether you're setting off on a solo expedition, embarking on a group adventure, or simply dreaming of far-off destinations, we can help create your custom experience. The road ahead is filled with endless possibilities. Visit bvtravel.com to find your specialized Bon Voyage Travel advisor today.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastropub, serving an ever-changing menu of craft beer and fine fare. Savor the majestic mountain views from the perfect for any season spacious patio at West Lambert Lane and North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley. Order in or take out at Noble Hops, a pub for foodies. On the web at noblehops.com.
Since 1970, Green Things has been the go-to place for your gardening needs. Green Things is on a lovely 13-acre site that's also home to the Zocoville Village. All of those fine Mexican and Latin American imported furniture, art, and more. Green Things on River Road, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. You can also be found on the internet at greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com. And we are broadcasting live from the Green Things Zocalo Village studio. And on the live line presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management is none other than Emma Power, live from Dublin, Ireland. Thank you. In our previous segment, Emma, you clarified, not Dublin, Ohio. We don't plan vacations to Dublin, Ohio. We plan vacations to Dublin, Ireland. And you gave us a great overview of Ireland and Scotland. Let's zero in on one of the most special hotel slash estates and properties in all of the world. And I can say this because I just was there for three nights 1 week ago. I'm going to tee it up for you, Emma. Nestled on the shores of Loch Corrib, surrounded by 350 acres of lush woodlands and manicured gardens, Ashford Castle stands as one of Europe's most iconic luxury destinations, a harmonious blend of medieval majesty and modern elegance. Emma, Ashford Castle, tell me more.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's just incredible. It's another absolute must for anyone visiting Ireland. It's just so magical. And I would highly recommend at least two nights there, which you'll understand as well, Ryan, having spent three nights there. One night just isn't enough. I personally could live there full time. It's that special. And I know I'm not alone in saying that. Yeah, it's just steeped in so much history, and it has had many custodians over the years. The most famous owners would probably be the Guinness family, which we all know, the Guinness family. It dates back to the 13th century, and throughout the years, it has hosted royalty, nobility, past U.S. presidents, and many other prominent figures. So it's located on the west coast of Ireland, in the heart of Connemara, which you will know, and it's a short drive from Galway City that we just mentioned earlier. So the current owners, they're so passionate about sustainability and creating that magical experience for everyone who stays there. And it's suited to all ages as well as kids. They even have their own Lego butler. I don't know if you heard whispers of that, but yeah, that's always a highlight for kids. It's just a magical, magical place.
Yeah, it's steeped in royal splendor. And what's interesting that I learned about it, Emma, it was never really a military stronghold when it was known as Ashford Castle, but its roots take you all the way back to the 1200s. When it was an Anglo-Norman stronghold. So there are artifacts and there are remnants of towers from the Norman era that you can also see when you're wandering the grounds. But fast forward to now, and it's just got this royal Victorian feel. And you touched on the Tolman family, who purchased the castle and all the grounds in 2013. These are the owners of Red Carnation Hotel Collection. So if any custodians would know how to treat a property with care and refurbishment and restoring it to its splendor, the Tolman family would definitely know all about it. But tell me about some of the different accommodations. What I found so unique is that every room is its own special room. It's not like a Marriott or a Hyatt where room 601, 602, and 603 are all the same. Tell me more about the individual suites that are at the Ashford Castle.
Yeah, so like even from the, we'll call them entry level, but it's not really entry level, as you would have seen, room is just like nothing you've ever seen before. So like so much care and thought was put into the design for each room. Each room has a different meaning. I believe there's even a haunted room. Is it for room 430? I can't even remember. But yeah, so from the entry level up to the presidential suite, but like regardless of what room type you stay in, you're going to have just the best experience. It's wherever you go in the castle.
The castle is super special.
Corner you turn.
Yeah. Antique furnishings, rich fabrics that are on the wall. Our room, room 414, you talk about the history. It wasn't the haunted room, but room 414, no. I was told, is the Rory McIlroy suite, which means every time Rory comes to Ashford, which he comes often, that's the room he stays in. So I've yet to play golf since my stay there, but Emma, I'm expecting some osmosis of, an improved golf game because of my connection now to Rory McIlroy. But some of the things we were able to do while we were on property, you're not doing anywhere else. And let's start with falconry at Ireland's oldest falconry school. Truly, it was an unforgettable experience where we had the Harrison Hawks landing on our arms and walking through the forest as they were guiding us on what would have been a hunt. They treated us as part of their pack, and they would just you lifted your left arm, Emma, and here he came, or she came, it was a female bird named Yoda. And so Yoda would just come and land right on my arm. What an experience at the falconry school.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's probably the most sought-after activity there. Everyone just wants to do the falconry, and for very good reason as well. I mean, those birds are just majestic. And they're quite light as well on your arm, which I think a lot of people are surprised by. But yeah, and just the people there that run the school, they just love those birds. You know, they have such a connection with them. It really is incredible to see. And just how close you get to them as well. I mean, you're face-to-face with them, basically. But yeah, I mean, they have lots of other activities on the property as well. As I said, falconry is definitely the most sought after. But my personal favorite, I don't know if you got to do it, Ryan, is the walk with the Irish wolfhounds in the morning.
Yes,
that's a real treat. Did you do that?
We did, and by the way, the Irish Wolfhounds are not small dogs, in case you were wondering if you don't know that breed. But talk a little bit more about the walk and the person doing the walk. I think I find it fascinating, the characters that we connected with throughout our stay, and there was plenty of them at Ashford Castle.
Absolutely. Yeah. So the owner of the Irish Wolfhounds, him and his wife, they're the owners of the School of Falconry as well. So the love of animals is there. But every morning, I think it's at 8:15, they do an hour's walk on the estate. And he is just one of the funniest people I've ever met. He will answer your questions, but he will answer them with his own particular sense of humor, which I'm sure you got to experience. But people just go crazy for these dogs. And they're the most, they're huge, as you said, but they're the most gentle creatures. And they're just so good with kids. And, people just go crazy for it.
One of the parts of the Ashford Castle that was not there when Ashford Castle was turned into a luxury hotel in 1939, and that was the spa facility. But since then, significant investment. Talk about the award-winning spa.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they offer countless spa treatments. I'm not sure how many spa treatment rooms they are, but just to experience it, even just to go and use the relaxation pool, the steam room in itself, it's just so calming and so quiet. And, you know, you're sitting in the steam room, you're overlooking the lake. It's just such an experience. And, you know, whatever you need, they'll make it work for you. And they've recently opened a separate leisure center, we'll call it, close to the lodge, the sister property on site. And that's a full-length pool and a gym and all of that. So really, they have everything. You really don't need to leave the estate, as you would have seen. And if you do want to leave the estate, I think did you make it down to Kong Village?
We did. Tell me more about Kong Village. It's just a nice 8-minute leisurely stroll.
Yes. Is that all it is? 8 minutes? Yeah, I was wondering that. I've never timed it, but it's so close. And of course, you know, if you're feeling tired or whatever, they will run you down to the village and collect you afterwards. So as you said, it's like an 8-minute walk down. It's at the entrance to the estate, and it's such a quaint little village. So some of your listeners may know the movie The Quiet Man. It was filmed in Kong. So that's a huge draw for people, like that they have a little museum dedicated to the Quiet Man. So it's with Maureen O'Hara and John Wayne. They have a statue. I'm sure you saw the statue just by the entrance across from the church in the village. But lots of little quaint pubs and just little crafty shops. it's a very small village, but so picturesque. And it's just, it's nice, you know, to take a little wander down for a couple of hours and then stroll back to the castle.
Oh, it's a wonderful stay when you add on the little quaint village of Kong. We did make the visit to the Quiet Man Museum, as it is one of my wife's favorite movies. So we were walking in the footsteps of Maureen O'Hara and John Wayne. That was a great stay. Emma Power from Brendan Vacation, we are so thrilled that you joined us live from Dublin, Ireland. Thanks for coming on the Bill Buckmaster Show.
Well, thank you so much, Ryan, and we'll chat soon.
You bet. Take care. When we return on the Buckmaster Show, it's time to go cruising. It's Oceania Cruises. You're going to learn more about the finest cuisine at sea on the Buckmaster Show.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The News and Sun's media reach 75% of the region through newspapers, websites, social media, video, newsletters, and more. They also produce more than a dozen print and digital magazines annually for an audience of 70,000. Find them at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, covering your hometown.
The nonprofit Tucson Wildlife Center has been helping injured, sick, and orphan wildlife in southern Arizona since 1999. They're dedicated to the rescue, medical care, and rehabilitation of sick, injured, and orphan wildlife, with the goal of releasing them back to their natural habitat. Around 5,000 animals a year come to them, as they are the only wildlife rescue in southern Arizona. All made possible through donations. They receive no government funding. Please donate at TucsonWildlife.com. For more than a half century, Tucson Gardeners Trust Green Things, a family-owned and operated retail and wholesale plant nursery, offering an amazing variety of plants, trees, cacti, pottery, and so much more, all at great prices. The 13.5-acre site by the Rito River is also home to the Zocalo Village, specializing in fine Mexican and Latin American imported furniture and art. Green Things open daily at 3384 East River Road and at greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Travel is in my DNA. When I'm ready to start another adventure, my trip begins and ends at our local airport, Tucson International Airport. TUS is nonstop for our community and Southern Arizona. TUS, where it's made easy to fly. Start planning now for your next air adventure by visiting flytucson.com.
Located in the heart of Arizona wine country, about an hour south of Metro Tucson, Flying Leap Estate Vineyards Winery and Distillery Facilities are one of the most beautiful wine venues in the southwestern United States. Come relax and unwind at our spacious property and learn about Arizona grape viticulture and winemaking from our team of trained sommeliers and discover the intricacies of the art of distillation. Learn more at flyingleapvineyards.com. The Regional Transportation Authority invests over $100 million annually in transportation improvements in the greater Tucson region based on public input. The RTA and its regional partners deliver roadway, transit, safety, pedestrian, bicycle, environmental, and other needed improvements to meet the demands of transportation network users over a 20-year period. Learn more about the economic and quality of life benefits of the RTA's 2006 voter-approved plan and flexible funding at rtamobility.com.
As the travel hour of the Bill Buckmaster Show rolls on, our last segment, I'm very excited to be hosting the show for Bill Buckmaster. This is Ryan Hansen, president of Bon Voyage Travel. And one of the things that we know, and we know very well, is cruising. And I love talking about cruising and our favorite personal cruise line. My wife and I, we have sailed a lot of different cruise lines out there, and Oceania Cruises comes to mind every time when we think about what experience we want to have. So let's dive in a little bit more into what Oceania Cruises is all about. We are joined by the Vice President of Strategic Accounts from Oceania Cruises, Scott Klusner, calling in from Florida. Scott, how are you doing today?
Hey, Ryan. I'm doing great. It's great to be with you.
Great to have you on. We love cruising. You know that. We know Oceania really well. But for those listeners that may not know Oceania as well, take a little bit of time and describe Oceania Cruises to someone who might have never heard of it.
Sure. Yeah, we talk about our brand pillars a lot. We're not necessarily a household name, but we have been around for just over 20 years. But with those shadow cruises, you're sailing on small ships. So the ships these days are getting larger and larger and larger. But with Oceania, you're only sailing with hundreds, not thousands. So first, small luxurious ships. We have four ships that range in size. Well, we have seven ships. They range in size from 650 guests to 1,250 guests. There's no lines. There's no waiting. It's easy to get on and off. We describe it as a country club casual atmosphere on board. It's not stuffy. There's no formal nights. We've got great cuisine. That's really the hallmark of our brand. And, you know, we know that when people travel, they love experiencing the world through food and wine. So we really decided to make that the hallmark of our brand when we opened our doors back in 2003. So we really kind of taken it to the next level when it comes to cuisine. And then really it's all about, you know, award-winning itineraries and experiencing the destination. We sail all over the world. We have 7, 10, 12, 14-night sailings. You know, these are destination-rich, immersive itineraries. In the summertime, we're in the Mediterranean, Northern Europe, Baltics, and Alaska. In the wintertime, we're in the warm weather destinations, the tropics and exotics, Caribbean, Asia, Australia, South America, and the South Pacific. So that's a very brief overview of who we are.
Well, I think I want to illuminate a little bit more to the listener the value and the experience of sailing with hundreds, not thousands. When you compare, Scott, the ships that Oceania has on the water, three different classes, the Regatta class, that's the 670, 650 passenger guests. I've sailed on Serena, which is one of the four ships. The Oceania class, the O class, as we refer to them, that's the Marina and the Riviera. I've sailed on Riviera. It's got just about 1,200, 1,250 guests. And then the new class, the Allura class, Vista, just launched in May of 2023. And Allura, we'll talk about that. It's coming soon this fall, 1,200 guests. So the difference, Scott, is staggering when you look at some of the big cruise ships that get a lot of the press. And we'll touch on it. The Royal Caribbean ships, there's some Norwegian ships. You're talking 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 of your closest friends sailing with you.
Right.
But boy, the difference is, to me, is very stark when you get to that more intimate experience.
Well, and you know, it's definitely, you're traveling with like-minded individuals as well. We've never tried to be all things to all people. And really, you know, when you get on board, you're going to be traveling with like-minded travelers. And it's easy to make, you know, meaningful connections because, again, you are only sailing with hundreds of people, not thousands of people. You know, but really that the most important part really of the onboard experience is that human connection with our staff. Because, you know, we have more staff looking after fewer guests. We've got a great staff to guest ratio or guest to staff ratio. And that human connection, it's, you know, they're very welcoming. It's personal. It's sincere. They get to know you as individuals. And they come back because of how our staff on board made them feel. And you're not just one in a crowd of thousands of people.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. We've talked about the hardware. You touched on what I do believe is true. The differentiator for Oceania is the crew and how they make you feel as a person. But I'm going to go to the next number, which for some might be the number one reason to travel, and that is cuisine. Oceania built over 20 years ago on the hallmark that Oceania Cruises wanted to be and strives to be daily, the finest cuisine at sea. And you've partnered with master chefs. You've made it a special experience. It's not just what you're eating, it's the dining experience that you have. Speak to how you guys really achieve the finest cuisine at sea at Oceania Cruises.
Well, Jacques Pepin was and has been our leader in helping us deliver on the finest cuisine at sea since we opened, or actually before we opened our doors. And Jacques was, he is a French head, a French master chef and a cook for French heads of state. He had a cooking show on PBS with Julia Child. And he and Giada De Laurentiis, they actually chair our culinary advisory board. And Giada De Laurentiis, some of you might be familiar with her. She is an Italian cookbook author, Emmy Award-winning food personality, restaurateur. She's actually the godmother of our newest ship, Ryan, that you mentioned earlier, Vista, which came to us in about 2 years ago, 2023. So between the two of them, and then we have two French master chefs on board, they really do an incredible job of making sure that we are elevating the culinary experience on board with Oceania Cruises. So it's all about the finest ingredients. We go to great lengths to source the finest ingredients from around the world. Jacques has a saying, you can't have a great tomato sauce with a lousy tomato.
So I like that.
It's Yeah, it's all about, you know, the freshest quality ingredients, cutting edge culinary equipment, and then, of course, the team that we have on board. We've got a talented culinary team. They're selected from, you know, some of the world's best restaurants, hotels. We have a ratio of one chef for every 10 guests.
That is a commitment to the cuisine, if there ever were one. And one of the special features on Oceana Cruises, where unlike many cruise lines, Scott, I'll just touch on this, you have specialty dining restaurants from Jacques, the French bistro, to Red Ginger, which is an Asian fusion restaurant, which, by the way, the best meal I've ever had is in Red Ginger, the miso glazed sea bass that is wrapped in a bamboo leaf. And when they uncork it, it just opens up. It's phenomenal. Sorry, I'm getting hungry here at the lunch hour in Tucson. You have an Italian restaurant, Toscana, and of course the classic steakhouse that is Polo Grill. But one of the best things is there's no surcharge for those specialty restaurants, where on many of the cruise lines out there, if you want to eat something special at their upscale restaurant, you have to pay on top of the cruise fare. Not so with Oceana. That is included in your cruise fare. There's many other inclusions, but it's also, you can kind of build your own experience on Oceana and kind of have it your way. Speak to that philosophy for Oceana, and maybe what the ideal Oceana cruise guest, what should they expect?
Well, we do have a great value proposition. So the gourmet specialty restaurants, as you mentioned, there's no additional surcharge for those. And on some of the premium lines, you know, that where you're sailing with 3,000 to 4,000 people, that can range anywhere from, you know, $35 to $75 per person. With us, that's all included. Room service is included. Unlimited Wi-Fi. We have Starlink Wi-Fi. That's included. You know, we know our guests don't like to be nickel and dimed, so we include the sodas, the specialty coffees and teas, so cappuccinos, macchiatos, lattes, all of that's included. Still in sparkling water, juices, smoothies, group fitness classes. We include the gratuity. So there is tremendous value built into our cruise fare. So the only, you know, really the only things that we don't include are beer, wine, and spirits, but we do have packages for those of you that would like to have that. We can certainly sell you a beer, wine, and spirits package. We call it a beverage package. And then shore excursion packages. That's the other item that is not included. But we also have shore excursion packages. And if you buy a minimum, you can receive up to a 25% savings. So you can, like you said, Ryan, you can have it your world, your way. You can make it all-inclusive. And you can tailor it to what is really most important to you.
Yeah, Scott Klusner joining us from Oceana Cruises. We are very excited about the newest ship in the fleet that is coming to the waterways. The Allura is launching. Scott, give me your 60-second highlight reel of why Allura is so special.
Well, she's a sister to Vista, and Vista, again, set sail with us 2 years ago and has just been met with rave reviews in the industry. Only 1,200 guests, 800 crew, all of the specialty restaurants, Ryan, that you mentioned, plus a new one, Aquamar Kitchen, where you can have healthy alternatives. You can still indulge in that Polo Grill steak, but then maybe for breakfast the next morning or lunch, you may want to have something a little bit healthier. But she comes to us in July, and she'll spend a couple of months in the Mediterranean, and they'll be coming over to the Eastern Seaboard doing fall forelit sailings. And in the winter, she'll spend the fall and Q4, November, all the way through March into April in the Caribbean. So super excited. Vista was our first new ship in more than a decade. And again, just absolutely beautiful, a little bit of a modern feel to her, but still warm and definitely, you know, I know you sailed with us, Ryan, and the feedback that we get from our guests, from our travel advisor partners has just been phenomenal. And we'll make some small tweaks in Allura to even make it an even better experience.
Oh, the Oceana Cruises experience is special. So if you are a seasoned independent traveler who you love culture, you love cuisine, you love immersive global exploration, you really need to think about Oceana Cruises, and you need to think now. Now's the best time to buy an Oceana Cruise. Thank you, Scott Klusner, for joining us on the Bill Buckmaster Show. Appreciate you jumping on.
Thanks so much, Ryan.
Our thanks to all of our contributors to the Travel Hour of the Buckmaster Show today. We had Bill Buckmaster joining us live from Oahu. Emma Power from Brendan Vacations joined us from Dublin, Ireland to give us a sneak peek of what Ireland has to offer in that Celtic flavor. And then we topped off the show with Scott Klusner from Oceana Cruises. Please think about Oceana for your next cruise vacation. I'm Ryan Hansen. This is the end of the Bill Buckmaster Show on 1030 The Voice.